Dead Lagoon, An Inspector Zen Mystery by Michael Dibdin, read by Cameron Stewart. A ragged line of geese passed overhead, silhouetted against the call of the high cirrus, heading out towards the open sea. Over towards Marghera, a bloated sun subsided into a dense bank of smog, dwarfing the striped stacks of the refineries. Giacomo noted the rippled layers of cloud spreading across the sky like wash from a motorboat. The weather was changing. Tomorrow would be squally and cold, a bitter northeasterly borer raising choppy seas on the lagoon. But tomorrow was another day. For now, the air was still, the water smooth as oil, the creak of the oars against a thole and the gentle plashing of the blades the only sound. People thought Giacomo a bit odd, sculling out to tend his nets in this day and age. No one rowed any more, except the yuppie oarsmen from the city's boating clubs. But Giacomo had no interest in reviving the picturesque traditions of the past. If he preferred oars to outboards, he had his reasons. On an evening such as this, the noise of a motor carried for miles across the water, and Giacomo did not want any inquisitive ears tracking his progress through the shoals and along the winding creeks to his destination. His eyes alertly scanned the water ahead. The channel he was following was unmarked, and the tide was ebbing fast. It would have been better to come at another time, but Giacomo simply carried out the orders he received by telephone. "Tomorrow," the voice had said, "so tomorrow it must be." He would be well enough paid for his pains. Meanwhile, he needed...